Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Grey's Academy. It's a podcast that we do together when we are together on
and
the screens.
When we're apart.
And when we're
which
apart.
Is mostly.
And yeah, you've got your two favorite hosts in the entire universe, Earth, world. My name is Carmen.
My name is Kelsey, and it's a beautiful night for a podcast. Shoopity-dee-dee-doo.
Oh!
Oh,
broke
boy.
The microphone.
You that looked like
Michael's
that was about to fall right off.
Been playing on the computer a lot, and so now every time I touch it, it's all messed up.
Oh,
I'm like,
okay.
How dare you use the thing that you built
yeah.
for your own enjoyment?
Yeah,
this
but
is
the
what
microphone,
I use for
the microphone is for us. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but he does move it out of the way.
Bitch.
I know the
who does he think the patriarchy? You got to fight it.
So true. You guys, we don't know how to do this podcast anymore. Also, I can tell you right now, this will absolutely be unhinged because we haven't spoken to each other in like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I mean, we like
we're
texted
letting,
medium.
We let it all build up.
Yeah, I was like, I hope every time something would happen, I'd be like, I hope I remember to tell this story on the podcast.
I have to start taking notes in my notes.
I have to start taking notes about my life.
Like, let me tell you. So something came up today and it unhinged. Not unhinged.
Unlocked.
It is unhinged, but it unearthed. Just, you know how like I'm a good person now, but maybe I wasn't always a good person.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm familiar.
High school Carmen was like the worst version of me. Okay.
That's believable to me.
Yeah. So something we were talking at work today about like the belt buckles that like used to be flashing lights and you can like program them to say things.
Yeah,
remember
yeah,
these?
Yeah. I'm very, yeah.
So I had a lot of belt buckles that I would buy on eBay, like the annals of the shipping world. Yeah. I had to clean it up a bit because I'm going to share some details about my life as a teenager that are not flattering to ya boy. But I used to have these belt buckles. Okay. And I actually got them taken away because like I think I got detentions because of them and I would like get write-ups at school because
were
of them.
Like putting inappropriate words on them?
I was putting inappropriate words on the ones that I could program, but B, I was buying belt buckles that would say...
Oh, no. I'm so afraid when you can't even get through it, you know it's bad.
Anyone in my job and in my place of work that has grown to listen to this podcast because you want to support me, but also you've grown to like the content here, I apologize. I'm a good person now. But there were two belt buckles that come to mind. One that had an arrow pointing up that would say half man and an arrow pointing down that would say half horse.
Oh my god!
As a high schooler, and there was a
say that I mean the content of your jokes has been the same consistently at least your whole life.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
always
yeah.
making dick jokes.
It's listen, dick 97%
dick.
Yeah, 97%. Listen, it's a curse that I live with. When 90%
that we all live with.
Well, yeah. And then there was another one that just said, "Place forehead here."
Carmen.
Listen, it was bought on eBay. I didn't know any better. I was a young, dumb kid. Okay. I didn't tell this to the people I work with, but if you're listening to this, I apologize. Oh anyways. Yeah. So that was me as a kid. And I wrote a note of that because that happened today and I didn't want that to be forgotten.
What?
To the
I'm
annals
so
of history.
What happened today? You just saw a belt buckle?
No. Someone had said you should get one of those belt buckles that have light up that you could like write words on it.
And you were like, no, I shouldn't. I've lost that privilege.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, I forgot about this part of my life. So
gracious. There's just so many, like, you know how sometimes, occasionally, I hold a grudge?
Yes. Yes.
It's good that I didn't know you in high school, because I would have never gotten over and decided to be friends with you. I would have been like, no, that's that mother dumb motherfucker with those godforsaken belt buckles. Dumbass penis jokes.
Listen, somehow I used my charm and charisma to still get the girls.
Nerve and talent.
Cunt. Anyways, so yeah, that's one of the things that I wanted to make sure I shared a story. There's like other stories we will talk about.
Okay, I have two things that I have to share top of episode. First of all, today I watched the documentary called The Crash on Netflix about that girl who drove her car into a building at 100 miles per hour and killed two people in the car. It's fucking insane. It's like an hour and a half documentary.
How have I never heard? First off,
100% worth it.
An hour and a half documentary on 6 seconds?
You have to watch it. It's so fucking good.
Okay. All right. I've never heard of
it. It's so well done.
When did it happen?
I think it was like 2021 or 2022 that it all went down.
Okay.
Craziness. Just an absolute bonkers.
So it's just a woman took a car, got it up to 100 miles per hour and said, fuck it, and drove into the building. Was the other person in the car with her?
There were two other people in the car with her.
Did she live?
She is alive. She's the only one that lives.
Then the drunk drivers, they always fucking live, dude.
Dude, you have to watch it. You have to watch it. And full, I'm like not a huge documentary person. Like I don't dislike them, but it's never like the first thing that I'm like drawn to. But I was just scrolling on Netflix. It's been number one in movies for like a week or two because it just came out. And I've been seeing other things about it. And I was like, I'm just going to watch this. Like it's like an hour and a half. I'm doing other stuff, but I'll have it on. And I was like hooked, locked in, like so good. Okay. Hard pivot.
Got it.
Hard pivot for this story.
Love it.
It's so important that I share this for you and the listeners. Well, this one's mostly for you. I, similarly to you, I'm a very light sleeper. We know this. I've like never in my life slept through an alarm. Okay. I wake up. I have been in a hotel room and woken up because an alarm in another hotel room was going off and I could like hear it.
Totally. We're the same person in this one.
Right. Yeah. It's unfortunate. Yeah. I don't love it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So I was in Omaha for a work conference, which is code for sit in a room all day and listen and learn and talk about things. And then like everyone gets fucking trashed.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Now I am a sleepy person, as aforementioned. And also I don't get to sleep uninterrupted much. So I was like, not really like staying out as much as everyone else because I was like, I have my own room in a bed and no one's going to wake me up in the middle of the night. So I'm going to enjoy that.
I've got 7 years of sleep to catch up on. Thank you very much.
So first night I went to like the welcome party. I met people and I was like, had my little foods, had a little dessert. And I was like, they were like, we're going to go somewhere else. And I was like, I love that for all of you. I am going to go to bed because I had a 6 a.m. flight this morning. So I'm going to go to bed. So I went to bed early the first night. Second night, I go out with everybody. And then
Did you actually go to sleep, though? Or were you like on your phone?
I went to sleep.
Okay. All right.
Please. I was like, I will now be sleeping for 10 hours.
When
Good
Jess
night.
Says I'm going to bed, it's code for I'm going to bed in 2 hours after I scroll for 2 hours.
Well, that if that's how she needs to decompress, I understand that. But I did actually need to go to sleep this time.
Yes, good. Okay.
So then the second night I did go out and I did go to the second location. The after party. So I did I stayed out a little bit more. I drank a little bit more. Like one extra drink. And then I was like, and now I will go to bed. And so then the third night, that was the last night, it was like the award ceremony and then like the party. And so I had the most drinks, the most alcohol that night. I also had both alcohol, like both beer and liquor that night. Not enough to become ill, but enough that I was like, and now sleep. Thank God that I packed my bag that night. So my flight was at 7:05. I had pre-scheduled a Lyft to pick me up at 5:35. I set my alarm.
That's the responsible thing to do. Very nice.
Thank God I did both of those things. I set my alarm for 5 a.m. because I was like, I know I'm going to snooze it. So I'll set it for 5 a.m. and then I'll get up and I'll be downstairs by the time the lift gets here. I wake up and I look at my phone and it is 5:31 a.m.
Oh boy.
I am like, thank fuck that I packed everything. All I had to do was change and like unplug my phone chargers and get the fuck out the door. I am down there by 5:36. Incredible work. Truly stunning. Got to the airport on time. Didn't miss the flight. Everything is fine. I realize after I'm like in the car and like allowing myself to wake up that I had had a dream. And in my dream, it was me, you, Jessica, and Michael all hanging out. And in my dream, your phone kept vibrating. And in the dream, I said, Carmen, if you don't fucking shut your phone off, I'm going to throw it in the lake. And you were like, I just like have to set these alarms so I don't forget to do stuff. And I was like, oh, this motherfucker. And then I realized that your phone in the dream was my phone in real life, vibrating to wake me up. And I was sleeping through it because of all the alcohol and being up late.
Here's the thing. Even in your dreams, I am here as a friend to help you, dumb asshole.
It's just funny because in my dream, even in my dream, you are being the problem. You are being annoying to me.
Well, because that is the narrative that you've created in both your subconscious and what's the unconscious?
The reality, right? It's just the lived truth. And that's fine. I just thought it was funny. I was like, I can't wait to tell this story. On the podcast.
I love it.
So yeah, Omaha podcast stuff.
What's crazy about that story is I had a dream where you missed your flight.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
You don't dream about me.
No.
Don't you historically not remember your dreams?
I remember my dreams every once in a while. I have like some vivid dreams every once in a while.
Yeah.
I think I've talked about like this one recurring dream that I had all through high school about Barack Obama.
I don't know if I know this actually though.
Okay. I'll tell the story just in case this is someone who is their first time hearing it, but I'm fairly certain I've told this before. So I had this recurring dream all through high school where Barack Obama was giving a speech inside of like, imagine the Roman Colosseum, okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But at the bottom of the Colosseum is just water, okay? And then one singular tall pillar. So he's on top of the pillar, surrounded by water, and then the Colosseum. And then there's this plane, like a biplane, like a World War I biplane, like the Red Baron.
Okay.
Is flying, and then all of a sudden it catches on fire and it goes and it crashes in the water of the Colosseum. And Barack Obama, in the middle of his speech, there's no one in the Colosseum, by the way. I'm not even in the speech. I'm like watching this like a movie, like it's a movie there, but I'm not living this. I'm not in this. But Barack Obama jumps into the water of the Colosseum to save the people of the airplane. And he pulls out a mom with no hair on her head and a baby with no arms and no legs.
And you had this multiple times?
I had this dream maybe once a month through high school.
That's crazy. That's so interesting.
And I don't know if it was like it, like the first time was so vivid that because I talked about it and like it wouldn't leave me, it just became part of
like you were like manifesting it to continue almost.
Yeah. But I've actually had kind of a weird run of very vivid dreams that I can remember that like I've had some like night terrors throughout my life that I remember in my dream I was like paralyzed with fear.
Oh, you know? I've had sleep paralysis many, many times.
I've never had sleep paralysis.
So unfortunate. It's awful.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
It's just the worst.
Yeah. But
I do not care for it.
Yeah, every once in a while I'll have some pretty, pretty vivid dreams. I'm trying to think of another one. And it doesn't matter. But anyways, is there anything else that we should talk about? I mean, I have some shout outs that I have to give.
Yeah, you do those.
Okay. So first, let me go ahead and share We've got a new Apple podcast review.
OMG, amazing.
Which we always love. Which, by the way, if you haven't, take a second and go do an Apple podcast review. Really, wherever you listen to this podcast, do the review. But on Apple, we have the ability to obviously see everything. And we will try to read these as they come in every single time. So this one was from about 6 days ago from NickTor2507. And the title is Three Hearts, This Podcast. It's a 5-star review. Spoiler alert. I have been listening for over a year, and I look forward to Thursday and listening to the new episode. Grays has always been a favorite show of mine, and now I have a new way of enjoying it. Love laughing with you guys. Keep up the good work. Three hearts. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And let's see. I have an email that I want to read because remember our friend Ellie from like months and months ago, back in November, I emailed her and she found my yearbook photo.
Oh, yeah.
So she reached back out to me, but this is funny. So she said she shared the unhinged way that she found out that we went to high school together. So I want to walk us through this, okay? So she said, number one, you mentioned the purple chocolate chip cookies from Jewel-Osco. Those cookies are crack, and I forgot about them until you mentioned them, and I've gotten them every time I've gone home since listening to that episode. Two, you name-dropped, quote, four corners, end quote, and I was like, I emoji. Three, Kelsey mentioned Downers Grove in an episode that led me to the internet goose chase. Four, found you on LinkedIn and looked immediately for your high school and no dice, because I'm not a crazy person. I don't put my high school on fucking LinkedIn, which is funny. Five, I proceed like a crazy stalker to Google Carmen Mignolo, Downers Grove, and I found District 99 school board report naming you in the DECA award winners from 2001. Attached, you're mentioned on page 45. I'm kind of a celebrity. Having no way to figure out at this point whether you went to North or South, I accepted defeat. Number six, 4 hours later, the realization that I also was in high school in 2010 led me to yeet myself into the hall closet and dig through it until I found the Holy Grail, the 2009-2010 Downers Grove South yearbook from my freshman year of high school. Checked the index, found Mignolo, Carmen, proceeded to find your senior picture, and then do a happy dance.
So fucking amazing. Like, honestly, this is the detective work that we should be doing. Like, millennials and Gen Z should yes. be, like, solving all the crimes.
Yes,
like, we are
absolutely
on it.
She actually went on to say that her dog had an emergency, but she didn't even know about vet emergency clinics until I talked about, obviously, working at Veg. And she's like, she did a search and they have a veg in St. Louis, which is where she lives. And she went there. So, her and I are going to be getting some blizzards when she's in town next in June. So I'm very much looking forward to that.
That's so exciting.
And then I have a couple of Instagram shout outs. Number one, I got to shout out a new friend that I made today named Rook. This message says,
I've also been speaking with Rook. Lovely person.
I love it. I love Rook. You're amazing. But they had said, hi there, Carmen. We don't know each other. And I know that, and I want you to forgive any grammatical errors in this message because I'm writing it with text to speech, but I'm a fan of the podcast and have been catching up. And I just got to the Ask You Anything episode. And when you mentioned how those guys at the card shop, which by the way, it's called Gamers World, fuck those pieces of shit, everyone. I don't hold a grudge. When you get to how those guys at the card shop treated you over liking Charizard, I had to pause and just vent for a minute. You deserve justice for that. One, because yeah, sure, Charizard is kind of a basic bitch answer, but it's also objectively good. It's a giant fire dragon. Are we kidding? That's just dope. And I think if you make fun of someone for liking Charizard, then you're lame. Also, I love Umbreon too. Him and Espeon are my favorite Eeveelutions. Anyways, justice for Carmen 2026 from those
fine.
Pretentious card shop guys. Also,
but also
I love
yeah,
the
that's
podcast.
Just bad customer service.
Yeah. So,
but
Rook,
also it's funny because it happened to you.
Yeah.
So it's funny to me.
It's your fucking so dope. You're my fave right now. And then another one to a friend of the podcast, Hannah. She sent this saying, just finished listening to the season 6 finale and your reaction was so good. It's so much fun hearing how shocked you were and kind of scared for life about the whole plot of those episodes. Also, I feel like I owe both you and Kelsey a huge thank you. I'm graduating from high school this Sunday and one of my favorite classes, which by the way, pause, graduating from high school and you're watching Grey's, this show will never die. This show will never die. Show is never going to die. So I'm graduating from high school this Sunday, and one of my favorite classes from the past 4 years were my art classes. This year, I took it a bit more seriously and chose to take an advanced art class. Let's just say I have won a very few nice awards from it, and it has been a very successful year. While making all of my pieces, I always listened to your podcast.
Yay!
It was literally the only way I could lock in. If I wasn't listening to the podcast, I don't think I ever got anything done. So I just wanted to say thanks, heart with the hands emoji. Also, at the point where there was a review from someone saying they aren't a fan of you guys and the conversation at the start of each episode. Not sure if this is still mentioned, but I thought you should know that I am a huge fan of them and hope you didn't stop. I ran out of space, so I had to send a separate. So also, she sent me pictures of her art and like, it's fucking like legit. I'm like, how do I get one of these in my home? Like, I will give you my address to fucking send this shit to me.
Mom, let me see.
This is one that I'm like really, really obsessed with. It's like so good.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then there's this one.
I'm so jealous of talented people.
I know. I'm like, especially art. I'm like, I can.
Yes, like physical art. I'm like, I can't. That's so cool. You like create it and then it's just like there forever. Like, that was always something I was jealous of when I was in the art program because I was in it for theater. And it's like, you do one thing and like, that's it. Goodbye forever.
Yeah. This is one where it's like animals from like an African safari and they're like having a party and they're like barbecuing and shit.
Oh my God. I love the giraffe and the party hat.
I know.
See, and I can't believe fucking people are out here using AI. That's fucking bullshit. When you have artists who can draw this.
It's pretty insane.
Okay. Well, it's 20 minutes. So maybe we should draw this podcast.
Wait. The last thing I will say too.
Yeah.
I missed you, Kelsey. I'm glad to be back.
I was like, it really was crazy to be like, wow, we haven't done it in 2 weeks because we did our regular one and then I did a solo one before I left. So it's been like so long since we've spoken.
And you know what's great as we transition into this episode now? And also you guys, like, let's not forget that Kelsey and I are friends first. Like we do actually like each other, even though we give each other a lot of shit on this podcast. And I really did miss getting to chat with you, and this is always fun catching up and just like, you know, fucking dicking around and shit. As we transition to this episode, so I was thinking, I don't remember what's going on in this fucking episode. And then they hit us with a previously on Grey's Anatomy. I'm like, thank you.
And that recap was fucking insane.
Everything. Everything was recapped. the one dude that Joe beat the shit out of just to set up her breaking a guy's arm. Like, really? We're grasping at straws here, guys. Yeah,
it's wild.
Oh, it's so funny. Yeah, I love it. So let's do the thing. Let's start the episode.
Yes, let's. Okay, this is episode 18 of the 10th season. It is episode 214 overall. It is called You Be Illin', and that is a song.
Yeah, You Be Illin' is a song by Run DMC. And I'm a fan of Run DMC, by the way. This was a lot of fun. It's the third single that was released off of their album Raising Hell. And I think Raising Hell is actually one of their like higher charting albums. I actually wanted to look this up really quick. So this reached number one on the US R&B hip hop albums on Billboard, and it reached number three in the US Billboard Top 200. So the album itself did very well. The song You Be Illin' was released October 20th, 1986, and did okay on the charts. It hit as high as number 29 in the US Billboard's Hot 100, and it hit number 29 in Belgium and number 13 in the Netherlands. So very funny that it had gotten to Belgium and the Netherlands of all places in the world. But the song, I got to tell you, I was listening to this album. I didn't realize that Run DMC did a sample of the Monkees Mary Mary. So that was like pretty cool to like just see all the songs on here. So but It's Tricky came from this album, and I think that's kind of like the one that everyone knows about. They also had this this is the Greatest Hits album. I'm sorry. I wonder if I can find the album here. Raising Hell. Just to see what the song tracks on that were. Yeah, Raising Hell had It's Tricky, and then also had Walk This Way, which featured Aerosmith. So yeah, a lot of cool things in this song. It did not make my iTunes library, but I can definitely appreciate Run DMC. I'm a fan of them and their work. And whenever It's Tricky comes on, I definitely got to start singing that on at weddings, you know, like it's popping up. I gotta sing it. So with that, Kelsey, I will turn it back to you, my friend.
Thank you so much. This episode was written by Zoanne Clack and directed by Nicole Rubio. It aired April 3rd, 2014 to 8.28 million views. The Netflix synopsis is: the flu sweeps through the hospital, felling doctors and patients alike. So Meredith fills in for Derek at a big presentation about his research, which A, is a teensy little part of the storyline, and B, is a spoiler.
Yeah.
The first part, it could be fine. It could be the flu sweeps through the hospital, felling doctors and patients alike. That would be fine. That would be enough.
Yeah. Could have been enough.
Could have been enough, but alas. Okay.
Could have been enough.
So, yeah, that recap, that was, I mean, they were recapping ages.
Just like the entire show, almost. The only thing that it didn't cover
really
was
going back.
Mark and Lexi's deaths.
It was literally talking about Alex not going to Hopkins.
So yeah.
This was a million years ago.
And also kind of forgot about that. But I think, again, you know, they illustrated the Joe beating up that one dude because she like hurt that dude's arm.
She mentions it in this one, like, oh, I put
a guy
other
in, the
guys
hospital.
In the hospital.
And then they show the thing with Alex and Hopkins because Dr. Butthole's trying to like get him to.
Well, they have to talk about the student loans so that he like has a motivation to go. Like want to be with Dr. Butthole.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure I had every time they said it, I was like, I know Carmen's giggling. Every time they say this, Carmen's giggling.
It was so good. And when he gave a list of his own nicknames that people tell him, I'm like, this is great. This is so good.
Yeah. What was your favorite one?
Sphincter Fairy was very funny.
Yeah.
But also like Dr. Butthole, objectively just fucking funny.
Yeah.
And all he does, I mean, it's funny because all he does is make babies' buttholes, which that stat can't be real, right? Like, what percentage of babies are born without buttholes, did they say?
I think it was not much. Wasn't it like 3 or something? I don't know.
1 in 3? That can't be
right.
No, like
3%. 1 in 5,000.
1 in 5,000. Okay. Yeah, that was a fun storyline. I actually enjoyed that.
Yeah. What about Arizona predicting her ailment?
Funny, but like not like a huge storyline booster for me. It's like whatever. That's her superpower. Okay, interesting. There are better superpowers. Okay.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of, I don't know what I hovered on for more than 2 seconds. But all I'm getting now are articles about The Boys.
Mm.
Have you watched that show?
No, but I hear it's funny.
It's,
but I don't know if it's for me.
I watched the first 2 episodes with Steve and Kristen because they're big fans of the show. The sexual assault that happens in episode 1. I'm like, I don't know that I want to watch this.
Yeah, I don't know that it's for me.
Yeah, it's also when I think of superheroes, I want superheroes to have a very clear delineation of good and bad. And it's like,
well, that's
very,
the whole point is that they're not superheroes. They're like anti-heroes.
Well, they're not even anti-heroes. I think the whole point of the show is they start out as like capitalism runs superheroes, which is like fucking terrifying
and probably realistic.
And probably, I mean, that's exactly what would happen. So it's not for me. It's fine.
Yeah.
But I like became curious. Like I'm emotionally invested. Like, does the bad guy lose now? Like, is that,
when did you, maybe no one wins 'cause it's capitalism. When was this that you watched it?
I watched it years ago.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, maybe your phone heard you watching it, but I guess not.
No. So, yeah, where do we feel like we want to start with this episode?
I don't know. This one, it's weird because, like, it's weird looking at this whole episode in, like, the post-COVID lens, right? Where they're like, okay, now everyone go home for everything and don't touch anything. Please, for the love of God, like, don't get other people ill.
Right.
And that was not the vibe in this episode.
Yeah, absolutely not. They said,
vomit on each other.
Such an old boomer fucking
philosophy
mentality. And honestly, us as millennials, we grew up right in the middle of this. I know that I for sure felt in my first like two jobs, I'm not allowed to call off work. I have to tough it out. I can't let the team down. I cannot let down the capitalist machine.
Yeah. Well, my thing was always like, what if I get sick a different day and I need the sick day then, which doesn't make any sense, but that's how my brain works.
Now I'm like, I get a little bit of the sniffles and I'm like, I'm not going to work today.
Well, you can also work from home to a certain extent.
Yeah, but I guess
I will say that's another issue with the post-COVID world is now when people are sick, they're like, we'll just work from home. And I'm like, no, let them heal. Don't make them work at home. Let them be at home and rest because they are in their home and they're ill.
Yeah. There are times where I mean, it's like there's a threshold, you know? Mm-hmm. There are days where I have a migraine and I can't do anything. And then there's days where I'm like, I got the sniffles and I don't feel well and my throat's scratchy, but like I could take a meeting.
Yeah. But I don't want to go in the office and pass it around, but I can like be on a call.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't have an office.
My role is...
Well, I'm in my office, but...
a bit unique in that I can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
If I was a nurse or a doctor, I could not do that.
Correct, yes.
So, like, respect to your nurses and doctors, folks.
For so many reasons. Yeah, this is the little kid, Brayden, in the ER, and they're like, he has no immune system. And I'm like, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's Bubble Boy is what they made the reference
to. Yeah, and April immediately is like, why are you here where all of the germs in the city are? They're like, oh, the doctor said to come because they're out of town and he's been taking this medicine that's been working. I'm like, if he's sick, then it's not working anymore.
He comes in with the big infection dot on his forehead. Yeah. So he was clearly already sick.
Well, and I will say, right, he's like prepubescent. So he's going to have a zit. And at first, it looked like a zit.
Oh, really?
It didn't look like a zit at all. It did not look like a zit anymore.
No, it looked like a golf ball on his head.
Yeah, that was alarming.
Let's talk about this storyline. And I want to jump to the end here.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of things happen in between, but you know, that end scene where he's like waking up and he's in isolation and he's like, I don't know what's happening. And the parents are outside of the room saying, we love you. We're here for you. Blah, blah, blah. I could not imagine, like, I think we take for granted in life just the ability as people, as parents, as
to
family
have contact.
To hold a hand, like to give a kiss. I the other day we raced the school buses in our neighborhood because, and when I say that, I don't mean actually like drag racing race bus.
You get in your car, you rev against the school bus,
and they have their stop sign and they look at me and they flip me off. I don't know what's happening. So we have one way in and one way out of our neighborhood, but it passes a school. So if we are running late, we get stuck behind the buses.
Right.
But we have to time it right to get out of the neighborhood before the buses start dropping kids off.
Yeah.
So I say in the morning, hey, we got it. We're going to lose to the buses. But on the highway now, when Marlo sees a bus, she's like, Daddy, you got to pass that bus. And I'm like, okay. So I pass him. And I did that on the way to school today. And I passed it. And she goes, nice job, Daddy. And I turn around and I go, give me some. And I just put my hand back to her.
Yeah.
And she gives me a little like a perfect little high five, no questions asked. And I'm like, that's my fucking girl.
Yeah.
We couldn't do that in quarantine. This family couldn't do that with Brayden.
I know,
the point of
sad.
My story.
You're right. Things like that, they're eensy and you take for granted because you don't think anything of it. Yeah. Also, just like if my child was like, oh, you don't have an immune system, that would be hard for me as someone who deals with really difficult anxiety, because I would just be like, well, I guess we're never leaving our home and no one will ever come here.
Yeah. Goodbye, and society. I would pull Elsa's
parents, conceal, don't feel, close the gates. We're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Just, yeah. I don't like that.
Life is scary. Everything is the worst.
It's so true. It's not my favorite.
Speaking of things worst. That are the worst, capitalism? Yeah, capitalism. Yeah, we're on the same page. Yep. We'll be right back.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
And we're back. Capitalism. Healthcare refreshing. System.
Oh, we got to look into this. Someone did tell me that we had an ad for AI.
Oh. Whoa.
And I was mad about that. So we have to look into that. No, thank you. Just in case anyone was unclear, we're not about that.
Well, hold on.
Definitely don't pay for it. No, Carmen, I don't need your clarifying point making.
But I think we need to make a clarifying point because I'm becoming more and more pro AI.
See, and that's the sentence that I cannot have. And I will not accept.
I want to make a very clear line. I am not pro AI. For artistic reasons. I have grown to really like AI in my role for compiling data and trends.
Doing your job for you. It's fine.
No. It is giving me something for me to then interpret.
Mm-hmm.
And I create a strategy with that. There are people that I know.
No way that it could ever be wrong about anything.
I didn't say that.
Oh, I'm saying it.
Okay. No, I'm not saying that. AI is not perfect. AI should be regulated. AI should not be used for the arts. And AI should not be used to create sex videos. So
AI is still killing the environment. And also, the data centers are historically built in already under privileged areas. So
there need to be guardrails. There need to be guardrails.
Exclusive issues for minimal payoff.
Also, Jeff Bezos deserves to be taxed.
So real.
Anyways.
All the billionaires.
All the billionaires.
Shouldn't exist. Cha-cha-cha. That's the song I just wrote.
Unless they want to give like $1 billion to us.
No. I don't want $1 billion.
Well, but we would split it. Neither of us would have $1 billion.
Well, then it's fine. Billionaires wouldn't exist, so it's fine. Brayden, I mean, what are your thoughts on the Bad News Bears?
It's just sad.
Derek also being useless in that surgery. I was like, this man's fully going to fall asleep standing up.
Well, he's not the only one because Leah does it too.
Yeah.
There is one point where I thought this was kind of funny, where Bailey and April page him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like in there practicing and he's like, I'm not even working today. And they're like, well, they called this person.
You're the only one not sick.
And this person's on call and they're sick. And then this person's on call and they're sick. So even though you're not working right now, apparently the entire neurology department is dead.
Yeah. Well, what was also funny was that they page him. He gets there and goes in and they're like, don't come in here.
Yeah,
like,
that was the end part of what was funny.
Me. Yeah. So he's like, what do you want me to do? No one can come in there. And then they say, we're going to hazmat suit it up, which they did another time when that woman had like toxic blood.
Yeah.
And everyone was going down and they had to put those suits on. And Mark was there and Addison was there. Ugh, good times. Good times with Mark and Addison. Am I right?
Yeah.
So it reminded me of that, but it's like a full-on space suit, Bailey calls it. And so he goes in and he's trying, but it's basically the infection is, in addition to growing outward, it's also growing inward. So it's like gone through his skull. This is crazy. Bodies are crazy. Illnesses are crazy. It's just wild and terrifying.
Yeah, I'd prefer to have no illnesses ever.
Yeah, I don't have a great immune system, but I often say that my immune system is trash, but like I do have one. But I just get sick a lot. But I have an autoimmune disorder that's still a mystery, so.
Yeah, you ever going to get into the doctor's appointment?
I got into the doctor's appointment. They took a bunch of my blood and they were like, "Oh, these are all normal."
Just what I want to hear.
Always fun. Always fun, super useful. And then they asked me for money. And I said, I don't feel like you should ask me for money unless you've done something productive.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But the parents, I mean, they were doing the best they could. Derek does the surgery kind of. At one point, he is like going really slow. And April's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm just taking it slow. And Bailey's like imperceivably slow.
Yeah, like almost not even moving. You're so slow.
That was very funny.
I listen, as much as I love to hate on Derek, he was doing his best. He was still trying to be there for everybody in this episode, and I can appreciate that. And he then also is in the midst of getting ready to do a presentation, which I am confused about why he's doing the presentation. I'm like, you don't need funding. You have funding. What is the presentation for?
I think it was to get more people to do the research with him.
That was kind of my guess as well. I just like didn't find that to be particularly clear as a plot point.
I was having to make an inference as a viewer.
I was like, I guess you just like want other people to be excited about it and like be medium involved. I don't know.
Like if they come up with an idea, they want the whole neurology network in the world to accept this as truth.
Well, and it's probably like, oh, if you've done anything relevant, tell me it and also let me take credit for it.
Yeah, like if you've made any kind of like brain or if scanners, you have or chips
an idea that would be helpful, just hit me up, you know.
And let me patent it really quick.
Yeah, let me just steal it. So then he's like practicing this speech over and over again. And of course, Meredith at the front's like, oh, I could make this speech. I've heard it so many times. Stop boring my child to death. Funny. And because he was doing it for Bailey. Baby Bailey. And so then, obviously, of course, he gets sick. He can't do it. He's like, we push through Meredith. And then he fully passes out in the hallway. Hilarious.
The whole theme of this episode being physicians don't get sick, patients get sick,
mm-hmm.
is just like not a world I want to live in.
But it's also like the saying, doctors make the worst patients.
Yeah.
You have to get sick to be able to do that. So clearly they get sick. So he passes out, he wakes up in a hospital gown, Meredith comes in and he's like, oh my God, I can't believe like I fucked it all up. Everyone's going to be mad. Everyone left. And she pulls out a video and shows him that she did the presentation for him with her own little like spin of it, obviously, which I think was, a good solution to that. Cause it also offers like, she's like, look at me. I was against this, but like the more I learned about it, the more I realized like how important it is that this be done. So I think it kind of gives another push of like why other people should be involved. So I did like that, as much as I love to hate on Derek. I did like,
it was cute too. Like she, in the beginning of the episode, she's saving Bailey from having to be subjected to this. And by the end, mm-hmm. she's
doing it to all those other people.
Let me just come in and save, me, a woman, save my husband, and my husband, a man, take all the credit.
Yeah. Well, and also he's being that thing where when men are sick and they're like, oh, I'm on my deathbed. And I'm like, it's simply, I've had it worse.
Listen, I don't think that you understand just how sick a man can be. You think you understand sickness because mm-hmm. you pushed a baby through your vagina
three times. Carmen's doing it. Three.
On the other hand,
you understand illness because you gush blood from your insides monthly.
Yeah, allegedly.
I will say I am on pins and needles. I have not. Maybe this is too much information. I don't care. I have not had a period since when I got pregnant with Wyatt. Like, that was my last one. And it is, she's over one now. So it has been a delightful almost two full years. And I am dreading it. I know it's going to come back soon because we're like weaning off of nursing. I know it's going to come back. And I am just.
Maybe you're going to go straight to menopause. Awful.
I honestly, whatever at this point, I don't care. I'm just like,
you're a little sweaty over there. You're getting hot flashes.
If only.
Bring them on, bitch. Let's do it.
Bring on the menopause.
That's so funny. We also sidebar, a little update. We we're still pregnant.
Yay, sticky baby.
I think at this point now, because we're 8 weeks as of today.
Yeah.
I think that means IVF was successful.
I believe it does. I think you have a success story.
I think when we go, we're going to an ultrasound next Wednesday, which will technically be 9 weeks. The doctor said, this is our last time with you. We will not see you anymore past this. You have to go see your OB at this point. Yay. And yeah, so like it's going to be a real.
You're graduating.
We're graduating.
That's amazing. I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
We were at a high school graduation this weekend too.
Oh yeah. I can't believe he's old enough to graduate.
There was a person named Carmen there who graduated.
Was it a man or a woman?
It was a woman.
To be binary, sorry. I guess I don't know. We shouldn't.
I did not ask them what their pronouns were, but from my small ability to perceive male or female archetypes, I believe her to be a woman.
I see. I like the way you phrased that.
Thank you.
I also have cursed Wyatt with this ailment affliction for the rest of her life because all the time people are like, what's this baby's name? And I'm like, Wyatt. And they're like, she's like in a pink Philly dress and they're like, girl? I'm like, yes. Yes.
You need to start saying, we're not, we'll wait until she decides what her
she'll
gender
let me know.
Is. Let's and then like really see what all those Tennesseans how they
yeah,
react.
Really see what they because they look at me and they're like, oh, that girl for sure agrees with me. And I'm like, hey, you know, I don't.
Nope.
Nobody. Nope.
So, all right. Let's see. Where else do we need to go in this episode? Anyways, Brayden is a very sad story.
The other infected Brayden's person, sad. The guy with tetanus in the ER.
What a fucking, is this, is the lockjaw real? Is that a real
I
thing?
I guess so. I don't know why they would make it up.
Hold on. I'm going to Google this now. This is a teaching hospital, damn it.
That's, I mean,
symptoms
it's cray cray.
Tetanus.
I think the issue here is, and this is fully on me, and I cannot give you a reason why. I really sometimes... I know I don't get them confused, but in my mind, sometimes tetanus and rabies morph into the same thing. And I know they are different. I know
totally
they're
different. Yeah. So
but just
okay.
In my mind, I'm always like, no, your jaw doesn't lock. You're afraid of water. And I'm like, no, that's not it.
Yeah. All right. So this is a teaching hospital. Damn it. Tetanus is a serious bacterial infection that affects the nervous system, causing painful muscle and muscle contractions and spasms. Symptoms typically appear 3 to 21 days after exposure to the bacteria and require immediate medical attention. Mm-hmm. Early signs, lockjaw. A classic first sign is cramping and stiffness to the jaw muscles, making it difficult to open the mouth.
Oh,
muscle
no,
stiffness, facial spasms, seizures, all the things that we saw.
Yeah,
so,
we did see all those things.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Medicine got it right on this one, folks.
Yeah. They did a good job. They checked it out. They did their research. Not their Google research, their real doctor research.
Yeah. I'm not a doctor.
So, yeah, this guy... Wait, did it say he had the cut on his arm?
He was doing composting.
Composting. Sure, you know where you're mixing all your super sharp vegetables together.
Yeah, well, you know, he probably got some compost and there was like razor wire or broken glass.
But you don't compost trash.
If people put trash in the composting, though.
But if he's doing his own composting.
Maybe so. Well,
he would be good, just throwing away.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that because he's very mindful of all this stuff. So it would have been his compost. He's
that's
not
what
going
I assume. I thought
okay.
he was at his house.
No, that's
house.
A good call. That's a good call. Maybe he was
doing
dumpster diving and said, I'm running low on compost.
I'm composting for other people now. Other people aren't doing it. So I have to go in here. I'm going to see if it says on
Do
here.
You think it's like a yeast? He's like, I need a starter compost from the dumpster outside.
I made sourdough the other day and it was a bummer. It was very deflated. And I was like, damn, that I hate to see that.
Are you going to make any bread in July, July 4th weekend?
Mm-hmm. Guys, Carmen and Jessica are coming to see me and I'm so excited.
And then next time, Kelsey's going to come and see us and I'm so excited.
What was that guy's
His name was
name?
Tetanus Guy, based on my notes.
Yeah, kind of seems like that might be his name on this website as well.
And his brother's name was Brother
Logan,
Tetanus
that's
Guy.
What it was.
Oh, Logan.
He just cut himself composting. Motherfucker. Big pharma. Okay. Well, I guess he was just composting too aggressively. I just don't know how, and I'm not saying it's not possible to injure yourself composting. I'm saying I don't know enough about composting to understand how you got an injury from it, sir.
And
that's all I'm saying.
Once more on top of that, how you got the fucking tetanus.
Well, and such a deep laceration too.
Yeah.
Like it is not a gentle wound.
There are people that say that tetanus is the rabies of bacterial infections.
I have heard that.
Yeah. Although I do think rabies is also a bacterial infection.
Also, rabies is just so much worse. Like tetanus, like you like things happen, but it's not like, oh, you're like very likely going to die. Rabies, you can just very like, I think it's probably because like if you get, you know what? I don't know, because I was going to say if you get bitten by an animal, you also have to get a tetanus shot. But I don't think that's true. I think it's only rabies.
I think it's just a rabies shot.
I don't know. I think it's just because you get the wound and then you need to seek treatment immediately. And for some reason in my head, they have become the same thing.
Yeah. Also, you know how like there's like memories that are in your brain and you don't know if you're real or if they're making it up.
Especially from childhood.
So I feel like I have a memory of a movie where it takes place in like Russia or somewhere in like the Cold War or World War II, where it's this like Andre the Giant sized Russian dude, like a big dude.
Okay.
And he would go around and he was like either like part of a circus. I don't know if he was a military guy or a circus guy. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he got a cut on his leg and he ended up dying of tetanus. Okay. And that was like the end. Like when I think of tetanus, I think of this story.
The movie ended?
I don't remember. I don't know if I'm even remembering a movie or if I'm making this up in my brain.
Yeah.
But if you're all out there listening and there's a movie about a guy, like a big Russian dude.
You know exactly what I'm describing.
And he got tetanus in his leg from like a cut of some sort and he didn't have a tetanus shot because I don't even know if tetanus shots existed back in the war times, which is also right now because we live in a shitty circle of life. If I'm not making this up, please message me on Instagram. Please.
Yeah, that's, I don't know that one. Yeah, it is crazy to think about, like, we have these medications that can just save your life, and all you have to do is just get them once you are exposed to this ailment, be it tetanus or rabies or the flu or COVID, just so many things, so many options. And people just take that for granted and they're like, oh, but everything's fine now. People used to get polio all the time. I'm like, yeah. And they died.
Yeah.
And that's why we have the vaccine now to eradicate it. We're so glad that Wyatt finally turned one and got like started in on her, measles vaccines. Cause they do that at one. They do the first round of them at one. We are very pressed about that.
Yeah, as you should be.
Because of the reality we live in. But we like were constantly talking to the doctor about it, and she was like keeping us updated, and she was like, you're likely good because you're not really like in close quarters with a lot of people. Yeah, like just vibing in Kentucky. So
wait, is it in Kentucky now too?
It absolutely was in Kentucky. Yeah.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Oh boy. Here it comes. Goodness.
Man, Kentucky just cannot do the right thing recently, can they?
No one can, apparently.
So, all right, tetanus guy. So it's his brother that he's with, and his brother is mocking him the whole time.
Yeah, and I'm on board.
Although we get this like twist of events, this plot twist at the end where he's like, listen, like, it's so funny how my organic little hippie brother now has titanium and all of these drugs in his system. So like, can I get a list of all the stuff that we have in there? Like, is there any chance that this titanium was locally sourced? Ha 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 ha. But also I should tell you that our father died of corned beef hash and cigarettes. So yeah. Now my brother is very concerned.
It's one
of
those things
body.
Where it's like the pendulum swings a little too far. The overcorrection is too aggressive. Like, I totally see, like, if you grow up watching someone like treat their body like shit and then ultimately dying from it, like that would be, you know, pretty good motivation to be very conscious of what you put in your body and how you care for yourself and how you just exist in the world. And I did think it was kind of nice that the brother was like, oh, he really, like, he needs to know everything that's in his body, so I want to get this list for him, but I also am going to continue to mock him relentlessly. And I was like, yes. This is sibling. This is peak siblings.
I will roast him, but, like, please don't let him die.
Yeah. I need him alive to roast him. I'm not going to dead roast him.
Yeah. But, the scene where he's, like, he's starting to have a seizure, and Joe is holding his arm in restraint, and then she just fucking snaps that shit like a twig. Yeah. I assume that a thing with tetanus was
weak bones. Yeah,
and then it turns out Joe
made
just
the same assumption.
Strong.
No, that wasn't it.
Well, he also had another break that made the bone structurally fragile.
Yeah, like he was previously ailed with that was going to happen because I think a combination of the tetanus and the previous break, but it was not Joe just hulking out on him and like raging, because that's what she thought. She was like, I'm so strong and angry, and Callie was like, no, simply you are not. You are the right amount of strong and the right amount of angry.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Callie's also like in love with the idea of Joe being on ortho.
I'm She's also like, in love with that idea.
It. She just gets it. She just gets me. I'm just so excited. It's just new. Just a spark.
She's like, you have that ortho glow of being able to destroy bones out of frustration.
She's
it's
like,
just,
I'm
it's
never
all...
gonna be angry again.
Yeah. I
dig
actually
at Alex.
Do...
You date Alex Karev, you'll always be angry.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta get a dig in on Alex on that one. I would like to make an official prediction. Official prediction number one of this episode. Joe does go into ortho as a specialty.
Okay.
Maybe. And it'll be just in time for Callie to leave the show.
Okay. Why is Callie leaving?
Callie is leaving because her and Arizona are going to start their own private practice on the coast of California.
The coast of California, and they shall call it private practice, and Carmen shall never watch an episode of it a day in his life.
It'll actually be pronounced Private Practici.
Practici. Incredible
Wait,
work.
You've seen The Godfather, yes?
No.
No, okay.
But I know of it.
Do you know that the name of the Godfather is Don Corleone?
Yes.
Okay. So there's this joke inside of the hospital where every step that you do in vet medicine, whenever you're going to touch an animal, you're going to start a procedure, the first thing you do is you don gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And someone came in and said, hey, I have to do this procedure. Can you watch me? And the other trainer is Italian. And they go, step one. And the other person goes, don gloves. And I go, did they also die in The Godfather? The whole room erupted in thunderous applause.
I just doubt that that's what happened. But
oh, it's
I
true.
Love that that's your recollection of it.
It's my truth regardless.
Your reality is just such a positive place for you. And what's also excellent is that your reality, the real reality, is this reality. So like you as a white man are also doing pretty well already. And you're just really upping it even more in the other one.
All I heard you just say is, Carmen, you're so awesome. And I'm so grateful to have you as a friend
this
in my life.
This is what it's like to talk to a man.
Cis white man, actually. Please don't minimize my accomplishments.
My accomplishments of being born this way.
Worked for Lady Gaga.
I'm on the right track, baby. We're right there.
You know what also, you just singing that, you know what song I fucking learned about? That lady who, sing songs about shit. Frozen broccoli in the air fryer. That shit slaps,
I'm not
dude.
Familiar with that.
What? I'm gonna send it to you.
Like, it sounds like you're describing me because that's just what I do.
Well, yeah,
all
yeah,
the time.
We do this a lot. Little baby Moses, Shimon. Let's do this. Let's do the thing. Let's take a break. I'm gonna send you this song. I don't even know what we've talked about. I haven't had a linear thought all day today.
Yeah, kind of same. It's fine.
Did we talk about this episode at all? So
we
far?
Talked about Brayden a little bit and,
well,
Garrett,
and tetanus
some
guy.
Amount.
And tetanus
yeah, and
guy.
The tetanus. The ER, people are vomiting. It's fine. Why don't we just wrap it up and then lock in and then talk about Grey's Anatomy in the
lock
second
in.
Episode?
Yeah,
we'll
let's
just
do it.
We'll be right back, guys. We're really going to lock it up and lock it in. And then we're going to come back with everybody's favorite segment.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.